Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another edition of Warfare Strategies Review. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's wonderful to once again be with you. You welcome back, and thank you again for joining me for this installment. I have located those lost lessons, amen, that we skipped like midway in our 101 strategies, and then they begin at number 54. So if you've been keeping your notes on loose leaf in a notebook, you'll be able to add those in. Otherwise, you can just add them to the end of your notebooks. If you're keeping notes or however you're taking your notes, you can add them in. If you did it in a computer, you could always cut and paste those into the right place. Amen. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord today. I thank Him. Amen, because He is my help, He is my hope, He is my Savior, He is my God, He is my provider, He is my source, amen, and He is the one that I go running to. I mean, when the world, amen, is beating hard against me, I run to the rock of my salvation. He is God, and He cares about the things that concern us. Each and every one of us have things that concern us on a daily basis. Sometimes those things are joyful, and sometimes those things are not. Amen. But we're actually in the midst, amen, of the end times, amen, where the Lord let us know through His prophets that there would be perilous times. We're dead smack in the midst of that right now. We're watching as the very things that Jesus spoke when He was walking the earth are taking place right now, right around us, and even in our communities. We're seeing these things happen throughout the nation and in the news, because now we have satellite TV. We can see what's happening, not only in our own communities, but in the communities of the world. So we're watching. I mean, the devastation and the chaos and the things that are happening in this age, I mean, even the words that were written in Daniel and Ezekiel, all the prophets that prophesied about the end times, we're seeing those things happen right now. And many may not understand everything that they see, but this is definitely the time when we need a closer walk with the Lord, when we need to be bringing everything, and I mean everything, to Him. And we need to make that Proverbs, those scriptures and Proverbs that talk about trusting the Lord with all of our heart and leaning not to our own understanding, but and acknowledging Him in all of our ways. We need to make that more a part of our mantra, as to put it. We need to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, is my point. Amen. And that goes for me too. I mean, just greater acknowledgement. You know, we go about our day and we do things and we don't ask the Lord often, should I even do this? Should I even go this way? Is this something that I should be doing today? Is there else you would have me to do? Is there another way you would have me to go? Is there another way you would have me to go about doing this? This is the time when we need to hear the direction and the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord about everything. And the Lord wants that from us. He wants that kind of relationship with us, where we are having a reciprocal relationship, just like we do with people. And the Lord wants that kind of relationship with us, where we are talking to Him and then we are being quiet so that we can hear what He has to say, and listening for His instruction and His direction, and even for His correction and His realignment and reestablishing us in some places. The Lord wants to make things new for us, but we have to yield ourselves to Him. And I'm talking to myself now this morning as well. I'm telling you, I'm having a bit of a struggle this morning, and actually it started yesterday, and I couldn't understand it. I know it started the day before yesterday, and then we have prayer on Sundays at 5:30, and it is a Zoom prayer, and I have never really had difficulty, not like I did on Sunday, praying, but I did, and we always start with worship. And for some, I was struggling the whole time. I'm like, Lord, what is this? Why am I struggling? I had to press past the objections of the enemy and press past, amen, the the assault that was taking place. I actually called in another intercessor to pray alongside me because I was having so much difficulty. And that is one of the strategies that I have brought forth and that Apostle LeClaire has in her book, 101 Spiritual Warfare Tactics. And then this whole study has used that as a reference as well as the word of the Lord. Amen. And the word of the Lord, we know, is our source. And any books that we refer to or articles that we refer to are resources. Amen. So I guess I shared that in case somebody else was having the same kind of difficulties. Sometimes we have to press past the enemy's objections because, no, he doesn't want us to pray. He does not want us to seek the face of God. He does not want us to cast all of our cares on the Lord. But the Lord wants everything. He wants all of us, even those unresolved things that we don't want to face. And that was one of the things that we were talking about last night. We had a Zoom class, and it was about mental health. And our mental health is important to the Lord. Those things that are unresolved in our lives are important to the Lord. It's one of the reasons that I lift up before the Lord my conscious mind, my unconscious mind, and my subconscious mind, because there are things in our unconscious and subconscious that we are not aware of. And the enemy wants to wait until a opportune moment. Remember, we talked about those opportune times. He wants to wait until an opportune moment to trigger us in those areas. But if we have some maturity, amen, if we understand that we can be triggered, amen, we will not act out in those moments. Because I talked about last night a moment that I was triggered recently, and it was just a simple question that was asked of me, and I in that moment, I actually went back like 16 years and saw something that happened to me, and I didn't realize it was something that affected me in the long term. I knew it did at the moment when it happened. I didn't know that it had such a long-term effect. I didn't know it was something that was unresolved. So even in that moment, the way that I responded, I didn't even like the way that I responded. Although I told the truth, what I said was true, but it's not something that I would have expressed ordinarily. But I did, and I don't know why I'm sharing this now, but I'm going to go ahead and share it again. I had, because I was triggered in that way, I pondered it, and the whole time, even in the moment when I was triggered, I knew that I had been triggered. And I was asking the Lord in my mind, what is this? What is this? Why did that happen? That was a simple question, and I should have been able to answer it with clarity, I mean, without any issue, but it really bothered me. And I, on my way home, I'm talking to the Lord and asking him, Lord, what is this? And I got someone on the phone with me, a prayer partner, an intercessor, and someone that is safe. And then you always want to talk with someone that's safe. You want to go to your tribe, those that you know are full of the Holy Ghost, those that you know won't tear you down, a safe place to process that information and those things that are taking place. You want to go to someone like that, someone that you know the Lord has already showed you is a safe place. And then I began to tell her what happened, and I was telling her what came to my mind, and that I did not realize that it was still affecting me today or in that day, but it was. And I give glory and honor to the Lord because we were able to pray, amen, and break off those things off my life. So now I can tell you about that and about even that trigger itself. Amen. And not have the issue that I have even talking about it, because even telling her about it was triggering me. But now I give glory to God. Amen. Because I know God has moved, because it's not triggering me even to talk about it. So I praise God. So just to let you know that this is one of the strategies. Remember, I told you one of those strategies is to run to your company, run to your tribe. When there's an issue, whatever the issue is, whether it is acute warfare, warfare that's going on right now, or if it's something in the past that's unresolved that you didn't realize and it triggered you, there's something there that you need deliverance from. Amen. I found out I needed deliverance from that thing, and I didn't even realize it. And it's not that anybody had done anything to me. I mean, the people that I was with, amen, I love them in the Lord. I praise God for their lives. I have so much respect for them and the way that they move in the Lord. Amen. I give honor to each of them even now as I speak. But there was just something about that question that triggered something from my past. Oh my God. And that thing, like I said, took place like 16 years ago. Had no idea. So yeah, we need to pray. We need to bring up those things. Amen. And from, like I said, we need to pray over our conscious mind, our unconscious, and our subconscious minds, because we don't know what things are lingering there. Sometimes there are things there that could be damaging to our future. But the Lord is so gracious and so true, and he cares so much about us that he will bring those things up even in a safe place. Because even in the place where I was triggered, I was among people that were saved. Glory to God. I give honor and glory to the Lord. Because if I was not among people that were saved, amen, that could have, it could have been something different. Now I am mature enough that I would have just been quiet. I would not have said anything more if something had, you know, if they tried to make more of it, or if I was among people that tried to make more of it. But these were not those. And even if they brought it up, is this something you want to talk about? I would have talked about it. Because I knew in the moment that it triggered me, and I also knew that these were safe people, people that are full of the Spirit of God and discernment. And I found out even on last night that they did notice and they did realize that that question triggered me. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for his people. I thank the Lord, amen, that he loves us enough even to pull those things forward that are in our past. And I want to encourage you today, and I guess this thing is on my heart because of that last night. But I want to encourage you today even to talk to the Lord about those things, to him about your unconscious and your subconscious mind. Talk to him about things that you struggle with. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to press it down. Don't try to push it back. Bring it forward to the Lord in a safe place. You are safe in the presence of the Lord. He loves you with an everlasting love, a love that has no boundaries, no borders, and no conditions. It's not like the love that we see in the earth. The love of the Lord is everlasting. And everything that he does for our good, even when it's correction, even when it hurts, even when it's judgment. Sometimes the Lord has to bring judgment because of our disobedience, because we would not deal with certain things that he was trying to deliver us from. Sometimes he has to press us a little bit harder, and it's painful. But we are still safe. We are safe in the presence of the Lord. So though that is the time, amen, to bring forward those things, get in the presence of the Lord and talk to him about those things that you struggle with. Amen. I'm getting a little emotional about this thing today. Talk to him about the things that in your past that have really hurt you, people that have been used by the enemy. Remember, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It, behind whatever happened to you was a demonic presence trying to push you out of your destiny. But here the Lord is right now, in the midst of us even now, propelling you forward into the work that he would have you to do, into the prosperity and into the destiny that he placed you into, to the earth for, into that you were born to do and born to be. That's what God has for all of us. He wants us to be free of the things that have held us captive. You know, we feel like it's some people in our past that have held us captive, but I want to remind you of something. Whatever it is that you had gone through in the past, and we're just talking about unresolved past issues in the moment, not even the present, but we're talking about past issues. Whatever it is that you've gone through in the past, you did come through that.
And right now what it is unprocessed information. It is memories. So what we need to do is bring those memories back to the Lord. We need to bring it to the Lord and even ask him, why is this so troublesome for me? And some of you, you'll already know. Some events, you don't really know why it was so troublesome. And I didn't really realize, like I said, that was so troublesome for me in my present until that triggered me. And sometimes we don't always recognize it, but those unresolved things always come out in different ways because it's a stressor. So it'll come out in different ways. I mean, it might make us moody all the time, and we don't really understand why. And it's because we're pushing down things that the Lord wants to deliver us from. Amen. So this is the time in the season because the Lord wants us to have clarity. He wants us to have clarity of sight and of hearing so that as these things take place in the earth, amen, as we start to see the cataclysms that are coming because Scripture told us about it, we won't be able to pray away everything. Scripture has established some things. Yes, some things we will be able to pray about, and we will be able to pray about our safety and our survival, but other things we will have to go through, and we need to have clarity, and we need to have clarity of mind, of soul, of spirit, of hearing. So we need to get rid of those things that the enemy wants to use to keep us stagnated and keep us blinded even to the things that are taking place in front of us. He wants us to see and understand the times and the seasons. And without deliverance, we'll be hindered. The Lord won't be able to show us those things, but it will certainly hinder our walk. And it will cause us to have more it will cause us to struggle more than we would, amen, without the deliverance. So I praise God today even for bringing this forward, amen, because God wants us to be free. He wants us to be free from our struggles. He wants us to understand the strategies and he wants us to understand his strategies and his battle plans. And if we are already injured, if we're wounded and we don't receive the healing for our wounds, amen, it will hinder us as we go forward. So the Lord wants us free and delivered even on today. So as we, go forth, and I'm going to complete the 101. We were on the 101st strategy, and I am going to give that to you today, and then we're going to go back, amen, to those lost ones that I lost kind of midway in the process, and that starts with strategy number 54. We'll go back to that after. And then, but apparently, glory to God, we needed to bring that forward, amen, because, I honor the Lord. I give him glory and I give him honor. Amen. And maybe that was the reason. I don't know. Maybe it was the reason that I've been having such a struggle over the last couple of days, even praying, because, I mean, it's been real. I honor the Lord. I give him glory and I give him praise. Amen. He is God. He is God all by himself. He is Lord and he is the Lord of life. He is the one that we run to. Amen. The Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are saved. Amen. Even if there's chaos happening all around us, even if we're struggling in the moment, if we run to the Lord, we're safe. We are safe right there. If we go, amen, to the Father and we fall on him, glory to God, he will hide us. He will shield us. Even though sometimes we will have to go through the trouble, we'll have to go through the struggle, but the Lord, he will bring us out, glory to God, and we will come out victoriously. Amen. Sometimes we won't come out unscathed, but we will come out victorious. Amen. Some struggles are painful. They're uncomfortable, especially when the Lord is taking us to another level and another dimension in him, especially when he is delivering us from unresolved issues and issues of the day. Amen. Because we have to loose our flesh. We have to come out of agreement with the works of the enemy and even with the mindset
amen, that caused us to be stuck in that place. We have to come out of agreement with those things so that the power of God can deliver us, so that he can place us on a new place, on a new plane, amen, and with a new mind going forward, amen, victoriously in him. The Lord is here to deliver. He's here to break off those things, amen, of our past, those things that have held us captive and held us back and held us down. He's here even now to do that. And I give glory and honor to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise and I give you honor. Father, the glory is yours and yours alone this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We, oh God, we give glory to you as our deliverer. We give glory to you, oh God, as our creator. You created us. You know, Lord God, our struggles. You know our ups and our downs. You know our frame. You know, Lord God, us, each of us by name, and every hair on our head, they are numbered. Lord, you are concerned about everything about our lives, even the things that we don't even see yet. We don't understand that. Lord, you have a plan for all those things. Lord, if we honor you, oh my God, we give you glory and praise right now, Father. Oh Lord, we submit ourselves to you even right now, Lord God. Oh Lord, that you might have your way in the midst of us, Father. Oh Lord, we're asking, Lord God, that you overtake, Lord, our conscious mind and our unconscious mind and our subconscious mind even right now in the name of Yeshua. Move now, Lord God. Move now, Lord God, in the landscape of our minds, Lord God, in those memories, Lord, in the density, Lord God, of the neurons of the trees that have been established in those memories. Father, bring birth for the light, Lord God, even in the midst of those dark places, even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. Move now, Lord God, and deliver us, oh God, from every trick and every snare of the enemy. Deliver us, Lord God, even from those opportune moments, Lord God, that he has lying in wait. Father, we unseat, the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We break off, Lord God, every trick and every snare and every agenda and assignment of the enemy over our lives. We break him off of our destiny. We break him off of our ministry. We break him off of our relationships. We break him off of our relationship with you, even right now, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, we come, Lord God. We press past every objection of the kingdom of darkness to come into your presence humbly. Oh, God, that you might make us that you called us to be from the very beginning. Lord God, we were born for destiny. We were born, Lord God, to make an impact in the earth. We were born, Father, to make your name glorious in the earth, Lord God. We were born to herald your good works, Lord God, and to give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. We were born for this. Oh, God, we were born for this. To glorify your name, to give you honor, and to give you praise. We were born for this, Lord God, to herald your good name in the earth, and to God, Lord God, to let others know that you are our salvation. You are our way out. You are our survival plan. You are the head, oh God, of the warmth, Lord God. You are, Lord God, you are the victory in the midst of every battle that we have, the battles in our mind, even those things, Lord, we have gone through in the past. Lord, many have gone through abuses, Lord God. They have been harmed even before they were old enough to understand that this, that it wasn't right, that that's not normal, the treatment that they receive, Lord God, the violations that have come against them. Father, I lift them up right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I highlight them in your presence, Father. Everyone that has been harmed, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, that has been victimized, Lord God, by the enemy. Father, I lift them up into your presence even now, Lord God, that you might deliver them from every evil that has come against their lives, Lord. Those that have been violated in mind and soul and body, Father, I lift them before you, Lord God, that you might deliver them from every abuse, Lord God, that they have endured, Father, that you might, Lord, deliver them from the abuses that they've even inflicted upon themselves because they thought that they deserve those things. But Father, oh God, oh God, bring deliverance, Father, in this hour. Oh Lord, break off, my God, we break off the works of evil. Oh Lord, I break off the madness of the mind even right now in the name of Jesus. Those implanted things, oh Lord God, let your all-consuming fire, Lord God, burn up every deposit of evil, Lord God, in the minds and hearts and in the souls of your people. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your fire burn it up, Lord God. Dismember and disassemble, Lord God. Disintegrate the works of evil that have come against the minds of your people and establish us in your truth, oh God. Even right now, establish us in holiness and in righteousness and in salvation, Lord God. Teach us the ways of truth. Teach us the ways of your salvation. Teach us, Lord God, the strategies, the warfare armament, the warfare strategies, Lord God, that you have given us a place in our arsenal against the enemy of our souls, that we might stand triumphant. Oh, Lord God, because it is your spirit that is standing in us, not because of anything that we have done, Lord God. We humble ourselves, oh, Lord God, under your mighty hand, under your mighty power, Lord God, that you might establish us, Lord God, in the way that you would have us to go, even in this hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord. Oh, Lord God, I plead the blood over every life, Lord God, and every soul that will listen, Lord God, to this, Lord, this installment, Lord God, and even those that will listen, Lord God, to the archives later on. Father, I plead the blood over them even now, that you establish them in truth, Lord, that you open their eyes and their ears, that they see, Lord God, oh Lord, and that they know that you are God, and you, Lord God, are for them. Even when the whole world, Lord God, is against them, you are for them. Oh Lord God, bless, heal, and deliver even in this hour, Lord. We come out of agreement with every work of evil. We renounce and denounce, Lord God, the works of the flesh, Lord God. We renounce and denounce, Lord God, the pride of life. We renounce and denounce, Lord God, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. We renounce and we denounce. We come out of agreement with every work of evil. We come out of agreement with the symptomology of the kingdom of darkness. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with every agenda and assignment that the enemy, Lord God, has placed over our lives. We come out of agreement with those things, that the will of the Lord be established in us, Father. Lord, let your will be established in us even right now, Lord. And we renew our yes before you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. We renew our yes. Yes, Lord, yes to your will and to your way. Oh, Lord God, it shall be your will, your way in our lives even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Move, oh God, even in the atmosphere all around us. Oh, Lord God, sanctify our homes, Lord God. Sanctify our hearts and our minds, Lord God, and our souls. Consecrate us, Lord God, for your use, Lord God, and establish us, Lord God, in your way. Oh, Lord God, let our minds and our thoughts, Lord God, henceforth be the thoughts, Lord God, that come forth from your throne. Oh, Lord God, let the words be established that come out of our mouth, Lord, as we, Lord God, put our ear to your mouth, Lord. Let your words come forth out of our mouth. Oh, Lord God, to bring life into the earth, Lord God. Oh, Lord, there is enough death. The enemy has come against the world in such a way, Lord, that there is death all around us. But, Lord, establish us and establish the words of our mouth that we speak life.
into the dry places that we speak life, into the places that are dead that we speak life, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh my God, move now, Lord, in the midst of us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for our sin. Forgive us, Lord, for stepping aside. Forgive us, Lord God, for pushing away your hand. Forgive us, Lord, for not listening to the Holy Spirit's warnings. Forgive us, Father. And make us anew in this hour and establish us in truth and righteousness and holiness. Establish us in your spirit of love and peace. Establish us, Lord God, in the works of your hand. Establish us, Lord, even in the manifestation, Lord God, of the seven, Lord God, spirits of the Holy Ghost, Father. Establish us, Lord God, and let your spirit be active and on fire in each and every one of us, Lord God, even from this hour, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, we give you all the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Hallelujah. Even right now, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord God, for the things that you're doing and for that that you've done already. We thank you, Lord, for every move of your hand, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the new. We thank you for the new. We thank you for the new, Lord God. We thank you for taking us to places, Lord God, that we had not imagined in the spirit, even in this hour. We honor you, Lord, because we want more of you, Lord, even in this hour. We want more understanding and more knowledge, more wisdom. We want more of your counsel, more of your mind. We want more even of the fear of the Lord, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you and recognize you alone are God. You alone are our salvation. You alone are our source. Even as every resource dries up around us, you are our source. Oh, God, and we honor you. We give you the glory and the praise. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We honor the Lord today. And I know I was going to go into our warfare strategies. Amen. But the Lord took me another way. Amen. So I just don't feel to go into that today. But what I will do is tomorrow I will come back and I will begin again our warfare strategy review. Amen. We'll finish up the last one that we were working on, which is strategy 101. And I did say that already, but I just want to repeat it. Amen. So we'll start with that one, and then we'll go into the ones that were lost, beginning at number 54. And we'll go through, even if we have to do it over the next few days or weeks, because I don't know if I'll split it up into days or just come back every week and do a little bit more. Amen. But I want the will of the Lord to be done in my life and in yours. Amen. I want us to be safe in the arms of the Savior. I want us, amen, each of us to be established in his will. Amen. So that means being humble before the Lord. Amen. And bringing everything to him, everything. Amen. The word of the Lord even lets us know how much he cares for us. He tells us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. None of us were ever intended, amen, to take on the world. We weren't intended to take on the stresses of the world. Excuse the phone. I'm not going to answer it. And then I turned off the ringer. We just weren't intended to take on everything like that. Our mind, we're not set up like that. We are mortal beings, and we're not set up to take on everything. So the Lord gives us wisdom, and he gives us knowledge. Amen. And he has opened up the windows of heaven so that we can pour out, so that he does pour out on us, and we can pour out, amen, the cares of this life unto him. Amen. He wants a closer relationship with each of us, a reciprocal one. And reciprocal means that there is a back and forth. There's a communication between us. We're not just talking to him. He's also talking to us and giving us instruction. And as he gives us instruction, he's also delivering us from the things that take place in the earth. We were born in a state of sin. Amen. And the earth is in that state, and all of humanity is in that state. And it took, amen, the Savior to come forth, amen, to save our spirit, amen, because we were in a place of death, amen, a place where we definitely were stagnant. We were dried up and dead, dying, amen, but the spirit of the Lord has brought life, amen. He is the sustainer. Glory to God. He is the one that lifts us up out of darkness. Amen. And yes, and we have to continue to mortify our flesh, even as Paul said, we have to continue to mortify our flesh because evil is always present and always coming against us and always trying, amen, to pull us back from our destiny. But we press past the objections of evil, even in this hour. We press past the objections of the enemy, amen, into the presence of God, because in his presence is life. In his presence is healing. In his presence is hope, amen. And that's what we have on today is hope. The Lord has established us, amen, in hope. Here, scripture refers to him as the living hope. Hope is alive and well, amen. We are not hopeless. We are not helpless because the Spirit of the Lord is here, amen. And he is here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to reestablish and reposition us in the places of righteousness and places of godliness and places of truth. Amen. And we receive the Spirit of the Lord on today. We receive, amen, his hand on today. We receive his healing on today. We receive his deliverance on today. Glory to God. We receive his breakthrough on today. Amen. We receive it. Amen. And the chains are falling. Amen. He's breaking off things. Amen. That have hindered us for years and years, things that have held, that we held tightly to, and we didn't even understand we were holding tightly to it. Because most of us don't want to be bound. Amen. But we hold tightly to some things and we don't realize that that's what we're doing. Glory to God. But let go, amen, of those things. And I recognize and I say that with a little bit of hesitation, amen, because I know letting go is not always that simple. But what I also know is that the Lord enables us to let go, amen. And sometimes it takes being in his presence, and maybe it might take a week, a month, or even a year of consistently being in his presence to let go of some of those things. But if you start now, glory to God, the Lord is able to deliver us in a flash, amen, in a moment. But sometimes he wants to process us through some of those things, amen. Sometimes he wants to show us another way and show us why we ended up there, because there are some others, amen, that are in that same condition, and he wants us to be able to bring them out by his spirit. Amen. We have an experience, many of us have experienced things that others are going through, and our testimony is their deliverance. So sometimes we have to go through a little more slowly, but get on the path, amen. Allow the Lord to establish you in his deliverance and process you through your deliverance even on today. For some, it will be instantaneous, but for others, amen, the Lord will process you through. Just wait on the Lord, amen, and be of good courage. He will, and he is even now strengthening your heart. God bless you. And God keep you, God anoint you, amen, until next time, amen.